But more than that, Turkey is a kind of a land bridge that connected what we call today Europe to the East, or what we might want to call Asia. And this meant that because Turkey was a land bridge, from time immemorial, people from the north, from the south, east, and west passed through Turkey, immigrating into it, sometimes leaving it, but usually staying there and settling. So Turkey is unique because we not only have regions that encourage individual development because of the natural barriers that exist within the region, but also it's an area where a variety of people came in and brought their cultures, their languages, their society into this region. So this makes for a really fascinating area where we will find all kinds of new people to discuss. Now, one word about what I'm calling Turkey. Now, that's the modern name for the region, and it is named for the Turks that live there, that have lived there since the 8th to 9th centuries AD. But the period I'm talking about is much earlier than the time when the Turks arrived. So it's sort of anachronous and illogical to call this region Turkey. And in fact, scholars have really struggled with what to call ancient Turkey. And rather than use the term Turkey, they tend to use the term Anatolia, which just means the East. And it's kind of a good way to refer to this region because it's ethnically neutral. It's not named after any kind of person, any kind of people. So we're going to be calling this region Anatolia. But remember, we will be dealing with what is today the region of Turkey. Now, 100,000 years ago, humans lived a nomadic life, not just in Anatolia, but in most parts of the world, hunting wild animals, gathering fruits and nuts for sustenance. They were constantly on the move, following the herds, availing themselves of seasonal plants. Now, over the millennia, and we're talking about the time that archaeologists call the Paleolithic era, or Old Stone Age, humans endured several ice ages, the last one ending around 12,000 BC. And this is where I want to begin our story. Now, as much as possible for this course, I'm going to be bringing in up-to-date new archaeological discoveries in Anatolia. And so in this lecture, we will be talking about some brand new material that has actually shaken the core of archaeology today. Very exciting. Discovery that questions the origins of religion and settled society. Now, this takes place in eastern Anatolia at a place called Göbekli Tepe, which means potbelly hill in Turkish, just 20 miles from the Syrian border. Now, this region is a fairly well-watered one with natural wild wheat, wild gazelles still live there, and a variety of birds. So it's a very easy place for people to live, and it has been for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Now, here, millennia before the domestication of plants and animals, and long before settled communities existed, long before the invention of pottery and writing, at this place has been discovered a variety of buildings that constitute the world's first temples. Now, in order to make you understand how significant this is, I need to back up and tell you a little bit about our basic understanding about human settlement.